Good wild and windy morning on the 21st of January, 2019. Today we have the Nine of Coins, the Magician, and the Two of Cups. I was doing fine until you came along. You thought you were anyway, perhaps in the past, like the regal-looking self-made woman or man of means on the Nine of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. Your focus had always been on your career, or more likely, as with this well-to-do human, creating and building your own business, and you've succeeded. This well-dressed and richly adorned human has acquired money, property, and status, and has truly elevated himself or herself in life, and enjoys a comfortable, even luxurious existence. This card, though, always means a person who is independent, single, and happy to be. This human is the whole package, not only in the material sense, but the whole card is awash in purple. Her gown, the sky, the antenna-like sprout of feather on her turban, the grapes in her vineyard. At one time, only royalty were allowed to wear purple, associated with higher vibrations and divine connections. "You don't look for love. Love finds you, honey," says the witty, wise magician of New Orleans, Otis, at the bottom of the cup tea room to me many lifetimes ago. How right he is today, because in the present position, the magician looks as if he's about to make something happen. He raises his wand over a table laid with the symbols or the aces of the elements, earth, air, water, and fire. The primary colors, as it were. In the old Marseille deck, only the primary colors were used. They either mix or don't, depending on the skill of the artist or magician. Perhaps this is a matchmaker and knows someone who you should partner with creatively. You'd get along so well. The Two of Cups, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, is love, of course, the two humans whose eyes lock across the crowded room. You may have thought it was a fated meeting, but someone may have actually made a lot of calls behind the scenes to make sure you would both be in the same place at the same time. This is a picture of a happily single, successful person who has not made relationships a central focus of their life because they simply don't need to be in a relationship to be happy. The nine is the number of completion, and this woman or man obviously feels complete and has been fine on their own and enjoys their freedom. This person may have always considered relationships a hindrance, but this magician is about to change all that. The Two of Cups talks about commitments and someone worthy of committing to. We may not be talking about a romantic relationship because knowing the single lady of the nine, well, her standards are pretty damn high. But that's why she is where she is, and that's never been her first priority. Nobody's good enough. It's that simple. Number one of the major arcana, this magician is definitely an exception. Right there on the table in front of him is the 10th coin, like the last piece of a puzzle. Bye.